Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today from France, we have Sister Mariette Rude Christensen. Sister Mariette is a contemplative nun at her monastery in Dax. Her preaching is entitled, Make Me Clean.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And then a leper approached, did him homage, and said, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. He stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, I will do it. Be made clean. His leprosy was cleansed immediately. Then Jesus said to him, See that you tell no one, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them. 4 weeks ago, George Floyd was killed by a police officer in Minneapolis, and we are still deploring his tragic murder. This terrible act, transmitted as a video on the internet, has been giving rise to demonstrations against racism all over the world. Hopefully, this will be a turning point in the work against racism, violence, and exclusion throughout the entire world. I meditated today's readings with this event in mind. The first reading from the second book of Kings tells us about the destruction of Jerusalem and the deportation of the people of Judah to Babylon during the 6th century before Christ. The responsorial psalm is the prayer of lament of these people towards God during their captivity in a foreign land as they long for their homeland. We, Christians, often put ourselves in the place of God's people when we meditate the Old Testament, trying to discover what God wants to tell us. Today, there is no place for me in the first reading of the Mass, since I have never been deported. At this time, the word deportation draws my thoughts towards the African people and their horrible expatriation, which began in the 16th century. Our European ancestors started these deportations. They went to Africa to snatch away men, women, and children, transporting them with violence to the American continents and selling them as slaves. Today it would seem unimaginable that Christians could act like that. We would, of course, not dream of committing such crimes. But I think that we would be mistaken to believe that we are better persons than they were. Furthermore, being good or bad is not a question of which race or ethnic group we belong to. We are all human beings. Each of us can discover in our hearts tendencies to exclude other people, to treat them as objects, and to distrust what is different from us. We are all tempted by material richness, power, or fame. And sadly, too, we can close our ears and heart to God's voice when His words disturb us. In today's Gospel, we find a remedy. A leper approached Jesus and said to him, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. Let us put ourselves in the place of this leper. It is not our body that is sick, as in this gospel. It's our hearts that are sick. But we can ask the Lord for the healing of our hearts in repeating the leper's words, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. May these words be our prayer today. May these words be our prayer each time we are facing a crucial decision and need a better discernment. May these words be your prayer each time we feel unsettled and need a stronger will to live according to the gospel.